I want to talk briefly about the role of science, because this is, comes up for us when we talk about these issues of oneness, because in the scientific community, there's groups who are trying to scientifically prove that we're all connected and all one. And in our conversations, the Raven, I feel as though you don't really find that as very threatening to the system. And I wanted to just get your opinion on why you feel like those movements of proving that we are all connected, it's kind of a melding of spirituality and science. And, you know, among that movement, there's a lot of talk of, you know, the free energy and ideas of abundance are really used in these movements. So a lot of what you're saying is reflected in what they're saying. What is your opinion on that movement? And if you don't see it as threatening, what's wrong with what they're doing, or how are they not speaking truth entirely, or
Well, it gets back to the theme of this show, in a sense, which is that a world, a global constructed reality based in scarcity, is a closed system logically. Bentham helped us see that. And as a closed system, it directs everything back to feeding itself, if you know what I mean. So we've already seen and discussed how the quest for perfection, this notion of perfect reason, rationality, and that science is a tool for achieving that. All of these are ideological weapons that power uses to justify rule. It justifies the philosopher kings being the ones who make the decisions. And so whether you say that the scientists who give us free energy are a subset of the philosopher kings, or whether we need to bow down and have reverence for these guys because they give us, as Bentham said, that if you can control access to food, you control the people. And we are not out of that mindset. That's the scarcity mindset. Make them work. So what is the goal? What is our goal? Bentham schooled power. Always, always know the goal. I have been arguing that we have to always, always know the goal. Is the goal to treat the contaminated water or in the pollution? Is the goal to be given free energy by the really smart ones, or develop ourselves, become self-determining, self-creating? Is the goal to have extra free time and a reduced work week? Or is the goal to have no bosses? So again, I have to be very focused on this goal, because I don't see anyone else focused on this goal of generalized human freedom.
Well, I definitely agree with you on that. Even in the most radical discussions, and again, with the leaders that we honor and take their message into our hearts, I've never seen or heard this specific perspective on our lives and what is going on, this analysis. And it kind of amazes me that this issue is kind of like the elephant in the room that no one wants to talk about. You know, just listening to the radio or, you know, reading articles, you never get that different perspective, that perspective that is more in line with the earth, this deeper truth. It seems to be always from the lens of this system, you know, this closed circuit system that eats itself. And so it is a pickle, it is a predicament. How do we break the ceiling and move beyond where we find ourselves stuck in every day?
Well, all of us, I think, have a responsibility to begin asking ourselves, what future do we want? And I think that's the starting place, to believe that we are entitled to even discuss it.